The birds were all sitting around their nest and looking at their mother hummingbird. And the little birds were all saying, "Mommy, it's time for us to fly." And Mommy said, "Let's talk about it." This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Let's talk about it. These hummingbirds were all sitting around the nest, and a hummingbird has lots of little hummingbirds. When they have eggs, they have quite a few eggs, and all the eggs hatch pretty nicely. And they're also super, super tiny that most of the time we miss them when we look at them. But this family of hummingbirds didn't miss a thing. They were used to looking at things in miniature. And they looked at each other, and they looked at their brothers and sisters, and they thought to themselves, "What a nice family we have here." And Mama and Daddy Hummingbird were there, and they were looking at the family too, and they were saying to each other, "What a nice family we have here." And it became a problem, because it was only a short time before it was time to fly. And once they fly, they usually fly forever. They go off on their mission. They don't come back home. They don't fly away from the nest and then come back to it, because if they did that, that would be quite a problem. The parents would never get around to having more eggs and more little ones. So you have to clean the nest out of the whole family, kick them all out. Those who don't want to go, you kick them over the edge and they fly or die. Wow! Yeah, that's right. They fly or die. If they can't handle themselves when they get out of the nest, then they can't handle themselves in the world. They can't get food for themselves and all the things they have to do. So most of them fly. Very few die. Some do, but very few. So Mother and Daddy Hummingbird were talking to the kids and saying, "All right now, boys and girls, you're about to enter into a brave, wonderful world out there with lots of exciting adventures. But remember, you have one thing to do. You live to find flowers, to drink their pollen, to drink their nectar, and be ready for going on living. Because you have a very small tank, a very small gas tank compared to some of the birds around you. Vultures have pretty big gas tanks, you know. But you have a very small gas tank. So you got to keep it full. Because if you go around on empty or half full, you're endangering yourself from if a strong wind comes up or anything happens and you need to have a lot more swinging power, you're used up pretty quick. But Mom, I like to play. There's always a time for play. Play when you find a garden filled with beautiful flowers, filled with wonderful nectar. And dance between the flowers, and drink here and drink there, and eat here and eat there. And if you find somebody who loves you, like some humans do, and they put out their bird feeder, you know, they put out their hummingbird feeder, only the hummingbirds go there. No other birds. Isn't that interesting? No other birds go to the hummingbird feeder. I have a feeling the hummingbirds are pretty powerful birds, more than we realize. And anybody else try to invade the hummingbird feeder, they will be chased away in great profusion. Broom! Off they'd go. Well, Mommy and Daddy talk to their little ones. And they say, "Now, when you leave the nest, find a number of fields that have wonderful flowers with wonderful nectar that gives you the foods you want. And now, I'm going to take you all out on a maiden flight, and you're all going to fly with me, and I'm going to show you where some of those places are. And your dad and I, we're going to give you the initial tour." "Okay," and the tour starts in 2 minutes. So everybody all set? Because you're not coming back here anymore. You're going to be shown the world and allowed to go out and start your own life. Okay. They were all trained for that and ready for that and eager for that. And this was not hard for them because they were ready. So Mom and Dad Hummingbird took the little birds out and said, "Now look, We fly up here fairly high. Now you can look down there. See, there's yellow, and there's white, and there's blue, and there's red. See, these are all different colors. Now, the roses are not the type of thing that hummingbirds especially like, because the nectar is not as abundant as it could be, because the nectar goes into making the flower and making the beautiful bloom and so forth. But many other flowers, their nectar is abundant. And so you fly down there, and you look at these beautiful flowers that are so ready. Now, I'm not going to name these flowers for you, because that's what humans do. But I'm going to say, look at their colors. When you see the beautiful yellow, you know there's a lot of beautiful nectar there. When you see the beautiful whites and the pinks, and you see the rose-colored flowers, but not the roses, you'll find nectar galore. And then there are certain types of trees that have flowers on them too, like the manzanita tree and so forth. And these are wonderful, powerful flowers because they give a great deal of energy to every one of the hummingbirds, make them feel powerful and strong, and gives them the ability to fly and flutter and travel everywhere, really, going everywhere. Well, Mom and Dad took their kids out and showed them. And as they looked, they said, you know, there's a Jones family, and there's a Brown family, and there's every other mother and father were taking their hummingbirds out, too, because it's that season, you know. And so the fields were just alive with families. And then Mom and Dad says, well, kids, love you, bless you, go your way, be at peace. And they all flew as quick as they could away from Mom and Dad, because that's what they're supposed to do. And they flew away, and they mixed with all the other hummingbirds, and they found all sorts of beautiful places, and they got the nectar for themselves. It's not something Mom and Dad brought to them. And they thought, wow, isn't this wonderful? Isn't this wonderful? Then a big wind came up and started whirling them around and sending them all over the place. And they said, what should we do? And the wind came up. What did Mama say? Mama says, seek cover. She says, go close to the tree branch, close to the tree limbs. Just sort of snuggle in there. And then the wind won't take you away. And get on the opposite side that the wind is blowing. And then the wind won't blow you away. See, they remembered all the little things their mama taught, but they didn't know they needed it. But when they needed it, they remembered it. And they did all the good things that their mom and dad had taught them to do. And they lived long, happy, healthy lives. And they found mates. They found mates so that they could have families themselves. And they could take families on tours like their mom and dad took them on tours. And they never forgot. And all they knew was to live a life of being themselves and having fun and enjoying every moment of it. Now, they didn't try to be an eagle. They didn't try to be a bear. They didn't try to be a cat. Or they didn't try to be a human being. Oh, they knew that if human beings were nice, like they put feeders out for them, that was nice, you know. And they knew certain nice things about cats, and that cats would chase away other cats, because the cat wanted it for itself. And then as soon as the cat chased away, then they took off. and the cats never had a chance. But the thing is, they were always the master. Always the master. And then they ask each other, well, how come you have such pretty colors and I am so dull? And the dull one said, you don't understand, do you? And the colorful bird looked down and said, no, you should have color too. You know, you're a nice person. You're a nice hummingbird. And she said, oh, is that right? And so they founded a friendship and founded a family and went their way. But they had to learn by trial and error. They had to learn by experience. But they had to learn by loving themselves, being themselves and having fun. And just like each expected the other to be just as wonderful and good as they were, so each was just as wonderful as they were. And it was kind of nice. But this is what happens when you be yourself and have fun. This is what happens when you don't try to pretend that you have more to do in life than you do. Now, I tell this story, and you hear the story, and you say, I can understand that about a hummingbird. A hummingbird isn't supposed to try to be a bear or a tiger or an eagle or an owl. The hummingbird is supposed to be a hummingbird. And a hummingbird is not supposed to go out and harvest and build up a big barn and fill it with all sorts of lovely scents and flowers and fragrances and stuff. They live for the moment. They live for the moment, and they live so happily and so completely and so fully. And as they live for the moment, they're not worried about what's going to come tomorrow. They're not worried about writing a book about their life or anything else like that. They're only concerned about being themselves and having fun. They're only concerned about doing things that make them feel good. And when they do things that make them feel good, then that's all that matters. You know. Now, you and I, as human beings, we have a tendency to think that we have to do great missions. And we have great responsibilities. We have to run around the world and tell everybody how wonderful they are. Run around the world, tell everybody what good people they are and what wonderful people they are. And really, what is our mission? To be ourselves and have fun. Not to tell anybody else anything at all, unless it is through example that that's how we live. Everybody looks at us and says, hey, I like the way you do things. I like you. You're having fun all the time. And you've always got money. You've always got a house. You've always got friends. You've always got clothing. You've always got food. You always got... How come you're doing just what you want to do and you're being yourself and having fun and you got everything? And you say to them, it's just a principle. Mm-hmm. Principle? What do you mean, principle? I thought principle was bad. No, no. The principle is the foundation. What sort of belief do you have about yourself? Now, Heinz Oertli from Schweiz sent us a little story, which I'm going to rewrite and localize it. And in the story, he tells about a princess who was sort of kooky, sort of way out. And this princess went out dancing and having fun and doing wonderful things. And she went through the forest, and in the forest, she just was singing and dancing. And then she'd look around, and the whole forest was glittering. Glittering. And she looked at the forest. Now, who talks to a forest? You know, a princess does, of course. So she talked to the forest. She said, why are you all glittering like that? Why are you so pretty? And what did the forest say to her? We are your reflection. And the princess says, wow, I've got to be my perfect reflection. I've got to be my perfect being so that I will have a good reflection all the time. And of course she's right. And we too. That's the truth of it. They have no money, they have no house, they have no car, they have no food, they have no clothes, yet they have everything. They have everything. Because they're being themselves and having fun. Now you say, well, the street people and the bums and the tramps and the people who don't want to have a job and they don't want to do this. Hey, I'm not talking about them. They have what they want. They have nothing and they want nothing. They don't want to have all the food they can eat and all the clothes they can wear and all the happiness they can enjoy. They don't want that. If they did, they'd go out and do what? They would, what?
Find it.
No.
Find a job.
What?
Find a job.
What would they do?
Act upon it.
Oh, come on. You all are so human. They would go out and be themselves and have fun. They would go out and be themselves and be happy. They would go out and be... It doesn't take money to be happy. It doesn't take food to be happy. It doesn't take clothing to be happy. It doesn't take a house to be happy. All it takes is an attitude to be happy. Yeah. And you go out and the hummingbirds, what do they have? Huh? Well, that's nature for them. Well, what about the princess? She had everything, and then all of a sudden, the forest was aglow with all the magic of her reflection, you see? No, you don't get a job, you don't get a house, you don't do anything. It's not anything in the outer. It's the inner you that looks out and says, isn't this a wonderful world? And don't say that. That's a stupid thing to say. Isn't this a wonderful world? This is a wonderful world, right?
Yeah.
This is a wonderful world. You see, don't get negative about it, like, even when I'm saying don't. But this is a wonderful world. Yeah. This is. And I look out here sitting on our terrace at the Absolute Monastery, and I look around and it's still as can be. All the pine trees are standing there just waiting for me to say, go play. And they're quietly standing there watching, listening to this talk, because they say, Herb, when you give a talk, it's always worth listening to. And like Heinz says, Ellen, when I hear you on the tapes, on the morning talks and so forth, I hear you giggling and I hear Anita and everybody else giggling, I think to myself, I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. And that's true. You see, that's all it takes.
Yes.
That's all it takes to be right there with us, is when we enter into it and we giggle and we laugh and we are happy. Now, what is our title?
It's time for us to fly.
It's time for us to fly. We have gone full circle, haven't we?
Right.
Yeah. Now, are you a bum? Are you a tramp? Are you a person who has nothing? Are you a what do they call them, a street person? You know? Well, if that's what you want to be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
You have seen some street people that have everything.
Yeah.
I see some street people standing on the corner holding a sign saying, please, I'm a retired veteran, and I'm this and I'm that, and I have no money, and I'm sick, and I'm this and that and the other thing. And nobody stops. Nobody stops. Then there's another sign, and everybody's stopping there, and you wonder what's on that sign. And the sign says, I love you. I see you enjoying life in a happy, wonderful way. Anything you can give to me to help me enjoy my life in a happy, wonderful way will be greatly appreciated. Thank you. You know? And people are stopping. People are giving. Because first they gave. First the person gave of themselves and gave a blessing to the people, you know. Now, can you do that? When you are a hummingbird swooping down on a flower and you put your beak into the flower, do you just jab away and take? Or do you put your beak in the flower? First, you fluff the flower with your wings and you say, good morning, Mr. Flower. How wonderful of you to prepare this nectar just for me. I'm so going to enjoy it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then drinks it. And the flower says, wow, I wonder if there's any more like that around. And so the flower pours out more nectar and pours out more nectar and pours out more nectar, and more beautiful beings flow to that flower. Have you ever noticed that? Some flowers give very abundantly. And they're surrounded by loving birds and flowers and bees and all the good things. Think about it. We're ready for our flight. Now, where are we going to fly? Are we going to fly into happiness? Or are we going to fly into somebody else's expectation of us getting a job, you know, getting a house, getting something, doing something on the outer? Be ourselves. Have fun. That's what it's all about. And nobody gives one hoot and holler in hell, truly, if you die. If you die, poof. Well, we got to adjust now. Somebody's got to take over the role this person had or whatever, you know. And not, oh, we miss you, we miss you, oh, don't, well, why don't, they adjust. The saying is, if your dog dies for any reason, immediately get another one, because if you don't, you're going to mourn for the other one instead of live for the new one. And this is true. This is true. And every time my dogs have a trouble, I think to myself, if you're going to die, go ahead. I'll get another one. And then they don't die. They say, hey, no, no, I got a good deal going here. And this is a happy place for me. I don't want to leave this here. You know, I don't know what the next place is going to be like. But if they're as good as they are here, you can be sure their next place is going to be pretty wonderful, too.
Paradise.
Yeah. So, on that note, each one of you, be yourself and have fun. And it starts inside you. You alone. It has nothing to do with the outer world. The outer world is going to look at you and say, hey, you should do this, you should do that, you should do the other thing. And I think to myself, I turn on Hogan's Heroes in the evening when I want to, and I listen to it. And then Anita comes in the door and wants to talk. Melon comes in the door and wants to talk. Somebody comes in. And I think to myself, what do they think of me? Always watching Hogan's Heroes. It looks like that. But once or twice a day I do. But the thing is, so what? And what do they do the minute they come in?
They laugh with you.
They watch it too. They don't turn away. Turn that thing off for a minute. I want to talk to you. You know, they don't say that.
They
don't say, ha, ha, ha. And Sergeant, what's his name?
Schultz.
Sergeant Schultz was at the Mardi Gras last night. And it came in real dark. And you could hardly see it at all. Everything was dark. The pictures were dark. Everything was dark. And I rearranged everything. I went to all the different places to make it light, and there was nothing that made it light. So finally, I just shut the thing off and let it alone. And this morning, when I turned it on for my morning emails, I was in the bathroom listening to my talk, which didn't come through. And I had to turn it on my talk three times until it finally came through. I don't know what was wrong. So then I happened to look in the mirror, which showed me a picture from the window, which showed me a picture from the screen of my computer. You know, my computer's over here, shining onto the window here, into the mirror here, and into me there. So I saw that the pictures looked very clear, and they were the montage pictures, you know. And I thought, oh, how lovely. I wonder if Hogan's going to be clear, too. So I stuck Hogan in right away, and he was clear. And I thought, isn't that wonderful? But you see, it's time to fly. It's time just to let go of the old dark images and have the bright, clear images and enjoy them now. Have a lovely day and know that I love you.
I love you.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
Have a wonderful flight.
Thank you.